KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Rush CPA at 222 Chestnut Street, suite number 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. Well, checking sports and high school wrestling last night, it was Audubon winning twice in a double duel. Audubon defeating Coon Rapids Bayard 25-24. Audubon over West Harrison 36-6. Coon Rapids Bayard down West Harrison by a score of 42-12 last night. In high school basketball play and girls action from the Corner Conference Tournament in first round play, Griswold beat South Page 48-42, Stanton over Essex 47-41, Sydney beat Heartland Christian 91-26, Fremont Mills over East Mills 46-31. Also, it was Creston over Clark 65-38, West Monona beat Logan Magnolia 49-45, Southwest Valley a winner over Grandview Christian 73-38, Orient Maxburg beat East Union 56-45. In boys basketball last night, Earlham over AHSTW 55-44. It was Clarinda topping Southwest Valley 73-44. Logan Magnolia beat West Monona 55-37. Orient Maxburg over East Union 41-37. At women's college hoops, the 22nd-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women used a big third quarter to grab their first Big Ten road win. Iowa used a 20-3 run in the third quarter and an 81-63 victory at 23rd-ranked Minnesota last night.
Big Ten road wins are special, and this one it really means a lot to our players, and so we're glad to get that road win and kind of get that monkey off of our back.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes committed 14 turnovers in the opening half and trailed by 8 at the break.
You know, we had a huge swing. We go from down 8 to begin the third to a positive 7 to end the third. So a 15-point swing there. That was a great third quarter for us, both offensively and defensively. And we got in the action with 10 steals and forced some turnovers of our own. But I love the 25 assists on 34 baskets.
Megan Gustafson scored 34 points and added 13 rebounds as the Hawkeyes improved to 3-2 in Big Ten conference play. Iowa State head men's basketball coach Steve Prohm announced today that junior forward Solomon Young will miss the remainder of the 2018-19 season as he continues to recover from a groin injury suffered in October. A native of Sacramento, California, Young was determined to come back at full strength after the surgery. However, the timing of the injury made it difficult for Young to get back to competitive form at this point of the schedule. He played in 4 games, making his debut December 21st against Eastern Illinois. Young played just under 7 minutes per game, averaging just under 2 points before electing to seek a medical red shirt. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm hopes sophomore forward Cameron Lard will play in Wednesday night's game at Texas Tech. Lard missed Saturday's loss at home against Kansas State with a sprained ankle.
He'll shoot today, hopefully practice tomorrow, and I foresee him being in uniform Wednesday. Now, how much we can use him, we're not sure.
Prohm says Lard was having his best stretch of the season when he suffered that injury at Baylor.
Our chemistry struggled for a little bit when he was getting back, and when he got back from Christmas, he's been terrific. He's done all the right things. His practice habits have gotten better. He put more time into it, and unfortunately, he got hurt.
After starting the Big 12 race 2-0, the Cyclones have lost 2 straight.
Any great team that I've coached, championship team, top 10 team, it's not going to be perfect. You're going to go through adversity. You're going to have ups and downs, and things can turn quick in this league for you in a positive way. It could turn quick in a negative way. We know what we got to do to get better.
And again, they're back on the court on Wednesday night. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, Syracuse upends top-ranked Duke in overtime, 95-91. Seventh-rated Kansas beat Texas 80-78. Pittsburgh knocks off 11th-ranked Florida State 75-62. Number 19, Maryland over Wisconsin 64-60. Nebraska downs 25th-ranked Indiana 66-51. Michigan and Virginia remain the only undefeated teams in Division I basketball, but they could move up in the latest Associated Press men's basketball poll. Duke remains number 1 for the 4th straight week after receiving 36 of 64 first-place votes. The second-ranked Wolverines picked up 9 first-place votes. Number 3 Tennessee had 13, and the 4th-rated Cavaliers had the remaining 6. No changes among the top 10. That means number 5 Gonzaga is followed by Michigan State, Kansas, Texas Tech, Virginia Tech, and Nevada. Number 18 Mississippi is a poll newcomer, as are number 19 Maryland, number 22 Villanova, and number 23 Iowa. The Terrapins, Wildcats, and Hawkeyes were in the poll earlier this season. Well, 3 additional University of Iowa football players have declared for the NFL draft, forfeiting their remaining college eligibility. Juniors Amani Hooker and Anthony Nelson and sophomore T.J. Hawkinson announced their intentions recently following Iowa's Outback Bowl victory. Junior tight end Noah Fant declared in December. Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz said Amani, Anthony, and TJ have been outstanding members of the team on the field, as well as leaders within the program. While they're disappointed to see them leave, he says, "We recognize this is an important decision, and we wish them the very best as they pursue the draft." The Iowa football program under Ferentz has sent 170 players to the NFL, including 66 draft picks and 104 free agents. At least one Hawkeye has been selected in the NFL draft every year since 1978. In the past 11 seasons, 40 Hawkeyes have been taken in the NFL draft, including four first-round selections. Hawkinson and Fant are both tight ends. Hooker is a defensive back and Nelson a defensive end. Nelson's played three seasons after redshirting in 2015. Hooker played as a true freshman. Hawkinson redshirted in 2016. Before seeing action in the past two seasons. Iowa finished the 2018 season 9-4 overall, 25th in the final Associated Press rankings after a 27-22 win over number 18 Mississippi State at the Outback Bowl. Will it be the NFL, the Oakland Athletics, or both for Kyler Murray? The reigning Heisman Trophy winner has announced he's leaving Oklahoma early to enter the NFL draft. He passed for 4,361 yards and 42 touchdowns and ran for 1,001 yards and another 12 scores this past season. The A's made the speedy outfielder the ninth overall selection last June, signed him, and gave him a $4.66 million signing bonus. The Athletics agreed to let him continue playing football, and he made the most of it by winning the Heisman Trophy in his only season as a starter for the Sooners. Well, the New York Jets and Cleveland Browns introduced their new head coaches on Monday afternoon. Jets coach Adam Gase says he's looking forward to working with quarterback Sam Darnold, the third player taken in last year's NFL draft. Gase also feels practice and repetition will rid the Jets of their recent penchant for blowing fourth-quarter leads. Gase became available when the Dolphins dismissed him following three seasons and a 23-26 record, including a wild-card loss last year. Freddie Kitchens says the Browns made the best decision by hiring him, adding that they had enough confidence in him that he would figure it out and get the job done. Kitchens began this season as Browns running backs coach and was elevated to offensive coordinator at mid-season. Kitchens has hired Todd Monken as offensive coordinator and Steve Wilks to run his defense. Also, the National Weather Service is projecting an Arctic blast to settle over Kansas City before Sunday's AFC Championship game between the Chiefs and the New England Patriots. Temperatures at kickoff could range from 10 degrees to well below zero, potentially making it the coldest game in Arrowhead Stadium history. In baseball news, left-hander Derek Holland is staying with the San Francisco Giants, agreeing to a one-year contract that guarantees $7 million. Also, Avisail Garcia and the Tampa Bay Rays have agreed to terms on a one-year, $3.5 million contract. The Yankees and Gold Glove-winning second baseman DJ LeMahieu have finalized a two-year, $24 million package. Catcher Yasmani Grandal and the Brewers have finalized an 18-and-a-quarter one-year contract. Grandal was an all-star in his first season with the Dodgers. The Twins have finalized a one-year contract with right-handed reliever Blake Parker, and also former New York Yankees ace and longtime pitching coach Mel Stottlemyre has died at 77, a five-time all-star and three-time 20-game winner. Stottlemyre had 164 wins and 139 losses with a 2.97 ERA in 11 seasons, all with the Yankees. Iowa State wrestling coach Kevin Dresser likes the progress his Cyclones are making. ISU is 4-1 after rolling to a victory over Fresno State, and they'll return to action Thursday night with a duel at Rider.
With that said, we've got the strength and the toughness of our schedule is in front of us. So I like that we're building, but we got to keep building because we're going to get stonewalled here pretty soon in terms of level of toughness and level of competitive teams that we hit.
After Thursday's duel, the Cyclones closed their road trip on Sunday at West Virginia.
It'll be a great test for us to see. We did it a little bit at North Dakota State. We did it at Chattanooga. So we've kind of been road warriors since January 1, and it's going to be that way this week for sure. And then we even get to go down to Stillwater the following week. So we're going to get our miles in.
And that is a check of sports here this hour, brought to you this morning by Rush CPA & Associates at 222 Chestnut Street, suite number 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.